Predation exerts a powerful selection pressure on populations, since any trait that makes an individual less likely to be seen, captured, and killed is more likely to be passed on to future generations. Predation pressure is thus one of the principal forces for evolutionary change. Predation is also one of the fundamental mechanisms contributing to ecological stability. One way in which predation contributes to stability is by reducing populations of hyperabundant species, freeing less abundant species from competition. This is the essence of the predation hypothesis for high tropical biodiversity that we discussed in class earlier. Predators, like the rest of us, don't want to exert more energy than necessary, so they tend to capture the most abundant prey simply because they are easier to find. Likewise, the number of prey around determines the number of predators that can survive. The relationship between predator and prey abundance is often taught as the Lotka-Volterra predator-prey model, which you may have seen in basic biology or ecology. The antagonistic relationship between predators and prey controls both species' survival and thus population size.